morning. It's good to be here with you this morning again. In case you don't know, my name is Christine Buckley. I'm one of the associate ministers at St George's and St Martin's Poynton Parish Church. And it's good to have you here with us this morning as we open God's Word together. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we look at this wonderful passage of your appearance to Cleopas and his friend, that you will open our eyes, that we might see new things in your word this morning and be drawn closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, after the death of Jesus, many people were left in a state of confusion. They may have been followers of Jesus, but they were unable to come to terms with everything that had happened and was still happening. They were experiencing strange times. Everyone in Jerusalem was talking about this Jesus who had been crucified. But what did their followers make of it? Well, it's similar in some ways to our strange times, as it's left many of us in confusion and sadness and shattered hopes too. But we can take encouragement from this true story, because although it begins with sadness and dashed hopes, it ends with excitement, fresh hope and joy. It's a fantastic true story, full of everything that makes a story memorable. Sorrow, suspense, puzzlement, a gradual dawning of light, a great excitement and activity at the finale. So as we look at this together, I pray you will be encouraged and have renewed hope and trust in God, our Heavenly Father. So who have we here? We've got Cleopas and one other, maybe his wife or a friend, but two followers walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, probably between 2 and 2.5 hours walk. And Jesus joins them on their journey, although they don't recognise it is Jesus. And this is good for us to know too, because Jesus is on our journey with us, not just for the destination, for our eternal life, but here and now on our journey. Isn't it wonderful to know that we are not alone, living through these strange times, whether working from home, facing death on the front line, or looking after children in confined spaces. Jesus is with us for the journey, and we need to ask for his help to see and experience his presence with us, to practice his presence each hour of the day. And as Jesus joins them, we know what a great listener he is. He wants them to tell him where they are, what their confusion is, why they are anxious, what they're talking about. And in the same way, Jesus wants to listen to you and to me too. He wants us to tell him how we feel, share our concerns, our disappointments, our anxieties. And as Peter reminds us in his letter in the New Testament, when we do so, we are to leave our anxieties and our worries with him, because he cares for you. Will you do that today? And remember to leave your worries, your anxieties with him. So as Cleopas and the friend talk to Jesus, what have they to say? Well, we see that they've got such a limited understanding of who the Christ, the Messiah, is. They're still thinking that Jesus of Nazareth would bring about another exodus or escape, this time from the Roman Empire, ruled as they were once again by pagans. They do, however, mention the third day, so they realise that something was special and significant about that. But what exactly? And then some story from the women. Maybe as we reflect on our Christian church in this land, or on our own lives, we see something similar, a weak and imperfect knowledge of who God is and of his plan for salvation. Could this be true for me and for you? Should we therefore, while we have this lockdown and probably more time than usual, make some attempt to change this? After Jesus had listened, he first of all admonishes them for their lack of understanding. But then he goes on to make a sense of their confusion. In a similar way, he can help us to make sense of the big questions of life. What is life all about? Why am I here? Who am I? The answers can all be found in Jesus. Jesus, in speaking to Cleopas, first of all puts right their wrong idea about the kind of redemption they were thinking about. Jesus says it was necessary that the Christ Jesus should suffer these things and enter into his glory. In effect, what he's doing is telling them that the Romans didn't have the upper hand. It is God's plan of salvation that he, Jesus, the Son of God, died and rose again to redeem, to save not only Israel, but all who turn to him. And then he explains in a two-hour lecture the Old Testament scriptures, Moses and all the prophets. That just means that the whole of the Old Testament that the Jewish people had. So what did Jesus actually say in those 2 hours? We'd love to know, but we can only guess what he might have said. It's clear that he said the Old Testament is all about me. We cannot say that the Old Testament doesn't matter. It illuminates the person and work of Christ. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the thread woven through all the scriptures, old and new. Jesus is the culmination of everything that went before in the Old Testament. Did Jesus use some of the following? The promise in Genesis of salvation to all nations. The suffering servant in Isaiah 53. The pierced one in Zechariah. The messenger of the covenant in Malachi. Christ is the substance of every Old Testament sacrifice ordained in the law. Christ is the true deliverer and king whom all the judges and the deliverers were types. He is the prophet greater than Moses. He is the true seed of the woman who was to bruise the serpent's head, the true scapegoat, the true lamb to which every daily offering pointed, the true high priest, and so on. Jesus is central to the Old Testament and to the New. And when we center on Jesus, as we read the Word of God, we find spiritual wisdom and understanding. How do we read God's word? Do we do it like this? Jesus said to Cleopas and his friend, "You are slow of heart to believe the word of God." That makes you gulp. Am I? Am I slow to believe? Are you? Do we believe and trust as we read God's word? You see, Cleopas and his friend were teachable. They were ready to listen, eager to learn more and receive fresh understanding. When you open God's word, are you teachable? Am I? Ready to receive all that God wants to teach you in that moment, to receive fresh understanding. Jesus gave us a promise in John's Gospel. He says this, "The Holy Spirit will glorify me. He will take what is mine, that is the word of God, and declare it to you." It's as if Jesus is walking along the road with us too. In other words, on our journey, Jesus teaches us just as he taught Cleopas and his friend. We must open his word and pray for Jesus to speak to us by the power of the Holy Spirit, to experience his presence with new understanding. Then our hearts will burn within us, just as they did for the two followers here. Isn't it wonderful when you read God's word and suddenly it's as if something from the page jumps up at you? It's God speaking to you. Do we recognize his voice? One of the joys of this lockdown is that we may have more time. I've spoken to many on the phone who say we're reading more of the Bible and it's great, it's exciting, I'm enjoying it. Hallelujah. Let's all be people of the Word of God. After all, we can read a whole gospel in a couple of hours. A study of God's Word brings together our head and heart. We need to apply God's Word to our lives. When you find a promise, put your name in it. For example, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that Christine, or your name, who believes in him may not perish but have everlasting life. Don't miss out on God's riches. Read his word, the Bible, daily. Wow, what a journey Cleopas and the friend had. By the end of the journey, it was almost sunset, and so they invited Jesus to stay with them. Stay with us. This was their invitation, but it was a plea too. And that's what Jesus did. They sat down at dinner together, and as he broke bread, they recognized who it was they'd been speaking to. Jesus. They know it's him, the one who was crucified, has risen and is alive. What a moment. What joy. But just suppose for a moment they hadn't invited him in. What then? Would Jesus have passed by? They might have never had that revelation that Jesus, the Son of God, who was crucified, rose again and is alive. It has been said that Jesus is very courteous. He never gate crashes or barges in. He waits to be invited. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone, put your name there, hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him or to her and eat with them and they with me." Wow, just like Cleopas and his friend, having dinner with Jesus, that intimate relationship. Have you opened the door to Jesus? And is the door slightly open or wide open? Maybe you've never opened that door and invited Jesus in. Well, today's the day to do that. And as you do, as C.S. Lewis says, you'll be surprised by joy. There's no greater joy than having Jesus in your life. And maybe you have opened the door, but you've never fully opened it to every part of your life. Oh, do that. Open every part of your life and say, come with me. Invite Jesus in. Stay with me. Because Jesus wants to do so much more, to teach us so much more, and to bless us more than we can ever imagine. And finally, full of joy and excitement, they decide to go all the way back to Jerusalem to share with the other believers, even though it's late and it's almost dark and you don't travel in the dark. And it's going to take another couple of hours. But they were so full of Jesus, they just had to share with the other followers. Is that our experience? Are we so full of what Jesus has done this day or this week that we just want to share that good news with others? The Bible tells us to encourage, exhort and edify one another, to affirm one another. And this kind of talk is beneficial to us all. The crucifixion would scatter the followers, but the resurrection brought them all together again. And so that's with the good news that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. It should bring us together, affirming, encouraging, and strengthening one another. And so in conclusion, Jesus takes us from confusion anxiety and sorrow, to God's new world where death is defeated and we are on that journey to the promised land. He teaches us and abides with us as we read his word. And though right now we must stay at home, it is that we do not need to be alone. Invite Jesus to stay with you in your home, with you and your household. Because in these strange times, it can be a time of great growth, of getting to know Jesus better, for allowing him to know you better. A time of spiritual growth for you, for me, as individuals, but also as his church. Together, may we have a time of growth, knowing God through Jesus by the power of his Spirit. Amen.